Good afternoon, you're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Currently, across Israel, the weather is mild. The sun is shining brightly over Jerusalem with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, perfect for a stroll along the beach. In Haifa, it's pleasantly warm. As the evening approaches, temperatures will drop slightly, making for a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has completed exercises simulating a surprise attack in Judea and Samaria, according to Mariv earlier this hour. Also, a fire broke out in the spiral complex in Eilut. 6 people were injured and have been evacuated for medical treatment, as reported by Israel Hayom just a short time ago. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel's stance on Turkey's role in Syria is now better understood following recent strikes. This comes from JNS earlier today. Separately, Jewish extremists have established an outpost at a military airfield used for evacuating casualties, Ynet reported 2 hours ago. And finally, passengers at Ben Gurion Airport are unable to disembark due to a strike, I-24 News informed us just in the last few minutes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English posted minutes ago. Departures at Ben Gurion Airport are also affected, with flights proceeding slowly due to a labor dispute, I-24 News English clarified earlier today. Contrary to reports, Israel has not approved the entry of international forces into Gaza. The Prime Minister's office insists on disarmament before any reconstruction. Open source intel posted recently. Ben Gurion Airport will close for 6 hours. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF exercises. Mariv reports that the Israeli Defense Forces conducted drills simulating a surprise massacre scenario in Judea and Samaria. Commanders practice decision-making in high-pressure situations. These exercises aim to enhance readiness and protect civilians in volatile regions. Turning to the fire in Eilut, the blaze erupted in a bustling tourist area, causing injuries and prompting a swift response from emergency services, according to Israel Hayom. Firefighters managed to control the flames, preventing further damage. Visitors are advised to remain cautious as investigations continue. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments on Turkey's actions in Syria highlight rising tensions. JNS reports that Israel warned Ankara about military moves near Aleppo. This follows an attack on an airbase, affecting regional stability. Diplomatic efforts may intensify if tensions escalate further. In related news, Ynet detailed the establishment of a Jewish extremist outpost at an IDF airfield. This unauthorized settlement movement is part of a broader wave of outpost establishments. The military uses this airstrip for evacuating casualties, complicating operations in the area. Finally, at Ben Gurion Airport, passengers face significant disruptions. I-24 News reports a strike has halted disembarkation and affected flight schedules. Travelers should check for updates as the situation develops. On the economic front, first, according to Tech, Israel's crypto industry is calling for urgent regulatory reform. Without changes, the country risks losing companies, talent, and significant economic opportunities. Separately, Mariv Business reports the health ministry has issued a warning after destroying a large quantity of meat, poultry, and fish in the south due to serious health violations. Consumers should be vigilant about food safety. And finally, Globes highlights NVIDIA's contribution to Israel's GDP growth. The company's networking division is significantly boosting revenue, marking it as a key economic driver. Listen unto length. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.